Carrie met opposition from acquaintances of hers and said she shouldn't oppose the government and to oppose nuclear power. They said God made uranium for us to use. When you oppose its use, you're opposing God.
Absolutely. You know, I had forgotten about this until you brought it up. But after Mother died, one of her friends, I was talking with her about global warming. And this woman said to me, it says in Genesis that God will not destroy the earth again as long as the rainbow is in the sky. And she said, that is a promise from God. So believing in global warming is against God. It didn't occur to me till later, but I'm quite sure Mother, if she had been around then, would have answered, God may have promised not to destroy the world himself, but he didn't promise that we would not destroy ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because Mother was very good at thinking on her feet and with a funny repost, you know, the thing about God made rattlesnakes.
Right. Her response to God made uranium, she said, and God made rattlesnakes too.
Exactly. I thought that was very witty of her.
Then she had threatening phone calls. Quote, put your apron on, go back to the kitchen where you belong.
I don't know whether you are aware of it, but back in that time, women were mostly chattels in Oklahoma, at least. Pretty much all over the country, I think, at least in farming communities. When Mother was teaching at Pleasant View, she could not open a bank account for herself. She could not write a check for herself. Every time she wanted to write a check, she either had to get my grandfather or my father or both of them to countersign it. And the account had to be in Grandpa's name. Hmm. Women were not allowed their own accounts.
Many of these phone calls came from what she felt were stockholders in PSO.
I think that is probably true because that was at a point when Oklahoma had for so many decades depended on oil for its revenues. Those companies themselves decided they wanted to move over to nuclear power. So the stockholders felt like they were losing if the plant wouldn't be built.
Well, she would invite them to her home to learn more, and that was the last time she'd hear from any of them.
That's true in many cases, but some people just felt that their money was more important than anything else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Even friends and teachers that she had taught with would walk the other way when they saw her coming, and so she was feeling ostracized.
She was ostracized. She was invited to speak at a Chamber of Commerce meeting in Claremore at one point, and she was treated so rudely. She never forgot it. It shocked me. Because most of the people who were in that meeting I knew myself as a teenager and thought better of them. I think they should have been ashamed of themselves, and I hope they were.
Well, she felt if people thought she was a radical, which is what they thought, she knew she wasn't, and so she pressed on.
You see, it depends on how you define a radical. A radical means basically a rooted person. A person who is concerned about the roots of things. And Mother was concerned about the roots of things. So if you look at it that way, she was a radical.
And then she went on, she rented a booth at the Rogers County Fair. Not everyone would agree with her, of course. She got pushed back.
The thing about democracy is you don't expect everybody to agree with you. You expect them to debate and to think for themselves, based on the evidence they have. So she felt that she had a responsibility to give them the evidence they needed.